when you talk about, you know, getting lost in time when you're doing stuff with technology, I find myself, if I'm in the restroom and I have my phone, I'll easily spend 30 minutes just sitting there on my phone. But if I don't have my phone, I'll be in and out within like 5 minutes.
So the bathroom has become your place of worship to your to your smartphone.
To my phone. Yeah. As odd as that sounds. Yeah.
Your bathroom is now the sanctuary to your smartphone. Do you have like a little pedestal to put your smartphone on?
No.
Okay.
It's my hands.
No, your hands are just a little pedestal.
Yes.
Welcome to another episode of User Words Podcast. And as you heard, Aaron used to worship in the bathroom to the altar of his smartphone. I think that has become of a less of occurrence. Correct me if I'm wrong, sir.
No, you're right. You're right.
Glad to hear it, honestly. Glad to hear you're doing a little less social media, a little less all that fun stuff. But because social media, let's be honest, at times, and I know this sounds hypocritical because we post stuff on social media, but social media in and of itself is a cancer rot to the brain.
Yeah.
It really is, and maybe we'll talk about that at some point, how actually they're finding studies that using more and more social media is actually leading to more and more depression and all that fun stuff. Actually, I think we'll be covering that in a roundabout way later on.
Yes.
In this month here. Or I shouldn't say this month, this series of recordings that we have.
Yeah, right.
So for those of you who are unaware, what we do is we kind of batch record sometimes. And so some things it's like, oh yeah, this is relevant. And then some things like, yeah, this isn't relevant by the time it gets released. And life goes on and we're working on things behind the scene on that. In fact, if you're listening to this, this will be the second week in a row where we're on our new posting schedule of Tuesday instead of Wednesday. So... I know, it's like, wait a minute, what? What, you're a day early?
This is trippy.
Yes, it's a day early and a dollar short and a week late. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
If that makes any sense, maybe you'll understand that. So behind the scenes, there's some things going on, but we'll cover more on that. I think we'll actually talk about that, I think, later. Not this recording chunk, but maybe after we finish going through what we're doing behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But... regardless of that, what we wanted to talk about this week was something that both is fresh on the mind for myself and Aaron, because both myself and Aaron recently have
made mistakes.
I was going to say, to lightly put it, we have screwed up at work significantly. Obviously, both me and Aaron work in different industries. Aaron works more manual labor. He makes, I almost said Velcro, makes speed wrap.
Speed wrap straps.
Which is speed wrap branded Velcro, yes. Essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. let's not beat around the bush. But it's his company's proprietary speed strap version of Velcro, yeah. Which they sell, and they're the world supplier of it to Trump hotels and all that.
Oh
stuff.
My gosh, we're about to get destroyed. Oh no.
I just remember you telling me that you worked on a thing for a Trump hotel.
Trump hotel.
Like,
yeah.
It was over a year ago.
Yeah,
it was a little while ago. So it's not like it was recently. I know, now your company's canceled. Congratulations, your company can now join the long list of canceled companies out in the world to your political affiliation by accepting a job from a company from someone that has the name that Trump. People hate. Yeah. So congratulations. Now you find unemployment under the wonderful guise of Joe Biden.
This is a great start.
Yeah, no, great start, huh?
Sick.
So anyways, yeah, so that's Aaron's industry. My industry is IT. Right now, I've actually switched over to more of a financial IT, more insurance than financial IT. So I've done the gamut now. I've done long-term healthcare IT. I've done healthcare IT, like a hospital chain. And now I'm doing insurance IT for endpoint devices specifically. So like, you know, you're like, oh, look, I'm trying to log into my computer. Yeah, that's me. That's what I'm responsible for, helping make sure the employees can log into their computer properly and optimizing it and all sorts of fun things. But recently, both me and Aaron have caused issues at our jobs. And what we were like, oh, you know what? At least me, I don't know about Aaron because I didn't ask him ahead of time on this. I didn't ask him if he learned any lessons off of this, but there are lessons that I learned which are applicable to life in general and also kind of reveals things about a person's character as well as a company's culture and character based on how things are responded to when essentially things go bad. Things hit the fan, you know, when the worst of the worst happens, when you cost your company money, time, and resources lost. And both of us recently have been responsible for that.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, I didn't ask you ahead of time. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Mine's definitely the less serious one.
So go first.
Okay. I guess. I guess if we were to compare mine to yours, no, it's because all I did, well, I shouldn't say all I did, but yeah, boss gave me a list of logo jobs to do and I was getting them all ready, prepared, sorted out kind of stuff, whatever. and, what was it? Because, I mean, we do different logo jobs. We'll have a different color strap of whatever the company wants.
Da-da-da. Right. You're doing it to the customer's specifications, which they provided to whoever took the order.
Yes.
It reminds me of that scene from, I don't know if you've ever seen it, Office Space. So they're interviewing people. They're like, oh, why should you keep your job? And the guy goes, I take the order from the customer to the engineer. And they're like, why can't people just take the order right directly to the engineer? And he goes, I'm a people person. I'm good with people. That's why I take the order from the customer to the engineer.
It's just another job.
Sorry, that's what jumped into my mind as soon as you're like, as soon as this whole thing started. But anyways, I digress.
I should be the people person. But, yeah, so I thought I had it all figured out. And ready to go, and my silly self should have just done one job at a time instead of trying to organize everything at once and go through it quickly. So I was being a little careless. But yeah, so I did the job, and when I finished logoing everything, I sealed it all up, brought it to the main table to get boxed, and then the boss came up to me and he said, you might want to read this paper again. And I read through it, and I was like, I did the wrong color. Oh, no. So, again, it was about 2,500 pieces. So, I mean, doing 10 things at a time. I mean, it took about half a day. Mainly because just how the current process is.
Mm-hmm.
So it took a long time, which generally 1,000 pieces will get done in an hour, generally. But there's been some complications and learning how to do stuff, whatever. Not learning how to do stuff, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
Anywho, so yeah, it took longer than usual. One, then I did the wrong color. And Aaron was big sad and big mad.
and I'm assuming that there's no way to be like, oh, let me, grab this thing over here and like melt off the logo and redo it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, there's no, it's, I mean, once that's in there, it's in there. It's done. So, and the great part was we had enough like logos for that job to be done. So then we had to order another round of logos to be made to get to us. So you have to wait on that. Granted, it still got done and out on time, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what happened to the incorrect, the bad logos. I don't know if they still shipped them out to them or not or what. But... So obviously I still had to redo it, the whole process again, but the right color. And it was, see, this was the thing, because I feel like at one point, because I did them in blue and they're supposed to be in red, and I feel like at one point, like, I like, mouthed it out and said it that they needed to be blue, and I don't know if I was talking to, like, one of the bosses or whatever, or a supervisor, whatever, and, like, I didn't get any correction on it, and I was like, so, okay, get this, boom. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Because I noticed, because also to be more, it was an 8-inch strap. So as I'm redoing it with the correct color, so the supervisor guy, whatever, he asked, he's like, all right, so you're doing it on red, right? And I was like, yeah. And then I just, this is where I shouldn't have done this, but I joked around and said, yeah, 9-inch strap, right? When it was supposed to be 8. And he laughed. Whatever. I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't joke like that since I just messed up the order already. But so I was doing the correct size. But in saying and joking about it being a 9-inch strap, one of the logos or whatever on the sheet was missing one of the letters, and after I tore it off, I was like, oh, that was a bad logo. So I had to go get one piece to like do or whatever, and I went to the 9-inch strap instead of the 8-inch. But thankfully, we didn't have any 9-inch red straps like that was like overflow kind of stuff. So I was like, I just need to not say or the wrong thing, because I'm going to go to the wrong thing and realize So
I say, have you ever learned? Have you ever done that experiment where there's on the page, various words of color. So like there's the word red, yellow, blue, green, but each word is a different color than the actual word. So like the word red may be in yellow and they're like, okay, say the word. And you're like, yellow, red.
Yellow, red, what?
Okay.
Yes.
That's what's happening. You're tricking up your own brain because your brain is seeing one thing, but the other part of your brain said something else, and your brain is now like,
well, which one is it?
8.5. Let's go between the two. 8.5.
8.5. Yeah.
And it just freaks out. So that when you say that, that's what I'm like, yeah. Have you ever done that? Because, and if you haven't done that, do it, especially like if you have a young kid around, do it with a young kid, because it is amazing to see the confusion on their face the first time. It's like, yellow. Oh, no, green. I mean, blue. And then you go, and instead of just saying,
the word.
I know, instead of just saying, you know, read it at your leisure, be like, you have 5 seconds to say all the words. That's all you get.
Dude, I'm going to do that with my nephews. That'd be fun. I'm going to try that.
What about your niece? Are you excluding your niece?
Yeah, I'm going to exclude her.
She's just too intelligent for it, huh?
Yeah, she'll show me up.
That's why you don't want to do it.
Uncle Aaron, you're not that smart. Yeah, you're right.
You know what? Let's do that tonight at Bible study, actually.
Oh, no. Oh, Bible study. Oh, okay.
Yep. Anyways.
So
is there more to your story, or do you want to move on to your lessons learned?
I mean, pretty much. So pretty much what ended up happening was, I automatically had the idea of saying, hey, maybe talk to the company, see if they want it at a discounted price or whatever. But obviously, it was still going to give them the correct order. But like, hey, like either – well, actually, no, not even at a discounted price. Because I told them, I'll just pay for the bad order and they can have it if they want it. But if they don't want it, I'll just pay for it and I'll take it if that can happen. Or one way or another, I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
So I was told to wait to message like the big boss later or whatever. So after work I sent him a message and I was like, hey, this happened. This is my mistake, whatever. And I don't know. And that's the thing for me. Like I guess it sucks to own up to a mistake, I guess. But I don't know. I guess I think because of work, like it's easier to do, to like own up to it to a point.
Why is that?
Well, one, for a logo job, I'm the only one doing it, so it's kind of easy.
Okay.
But like I would rather, I guess, well, one, I want trust with the people that I work with.
Okay.
So I guess that's where, I mean, honesty, being open, transparent about it is like something that I prioritize in working there. I hate making a mistake when it happens, but it's like, I want them to know. If I made a mistake, I want them to know I made the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I want there to be that level of trust there. So if I, you know, if something were to come back to me and if I say, no, I didn't do this, it's not like, is he being honest about this? Like, I don't want that to be a question. So I'd rather just own up to it and say it rather than slide it under the bush and hide it. But, oh, no.
What was the oh no for? Hide that it. Was just like all, just like purely random.
Oh no, because it's hide it under the bush. Oh no, I'm gonna let it.
Okay, thanks for the context. Because yeah. Just all of a sudden, you're like, I don't want to hide it under a bushel. Oh no,
oh
I'm
no.
I'm like, did he just pee his pants? Yeah. What's going on?
I made another mistake. Shoot. Nah, dude, my mind always goes to music with anything I talk about.
I know. That's normal for you, and that's fine.
Especially kids stuff. That sounds weird. Anywho.
I wish you could see the expression on my face right now.
Face palm.
Go on.
But yeah, so I did that, and the boss, I mean, he's saying, he's like, hey, he's like, I appreciate you, like, coming up front about it. And then he's like, yeah, we're going to see if they'll accept the wrong, like, I don't know, color or whatever and all that jazz, which I haven't, I guess I've been wanting to ask about it because I haven't yet, but see what happened with that whole situation. But no, he said, don't lose sleep over it. And so everybody at work knows I'm terrified of spiders. So he says it's not like it's a spider or anything, which they've been showing up now this week as it, well, this week was kind of cruddy temperature wise, but like it's yeah. Spring is trying to come.
Yeah. They're going to start coming out of their little hibernation and they're going to start appearing everywhere, you know, in your ears when you wake up, in your pillow when you go to bed, in your mattress when you try to lay on it, in your clothes when you put it on, in the shower when you walk in. In your shampoo overnight.
Ooh, what? It was, man, as the one of the guys, he was going to grab some material off the table or whatever, break down. There's a spider on the far side, like underneath one of the sheets of Velcro. I'm like, I'm terrified. But back to the thingy. No, yeah, that was all that really happened with the situation. I haven't had to pay for it yet, which they have always been very gracious to me and when mistakes happen, which I'm appreciative. I appreciate.
Yeah.
But part of me is like, just lay it on me. Make me pay for it. Because it's like, I feel like I don't pay for it. So.
Just make you pay for it, huh?
Yeah, make me suffer a little bit. Goodness.
Wow, you really like the pain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
not many people go, make me suffer.
Right.
I don't know if that's necessarily a healthy thing either, but no. It is what it is. And you're slightly odd, and we all this know that true. And accept that.
This is true. No, I am glad I don't have to, but part of me is just like, I want to.
All right.
But that's just because I've made mistakes in the past, too. And granted, I feel like this is probably the biggest one I've ever made, which is being a good thing that this is the worst one, I think. I don't know. But, okay. Yeah.
So your mistake involved you.
Just not really giving it enough attention. Like,
right. But I'm saying as far as the scope of impact, it was you and one company's order. Okay.
Yes.
So,
yeah. And now we go to Paul.
on to me. Obviously, I am not going to give every detail. I cannot give as many details as Aaron just because of the nature of my job and where I work and everything. Yes. That being said, I will give enough so that, and I will try to make it easy enough for non-technical people to understand. Essentially, here's my goal. If Aaron understands it, we're in the
clear.
We're
good.
So, essentially, that's kind of my barometer here. So, and this would be actually 2 weeks ago, just about 2 weeks ago that this happened. What is... Okay.
Yes.
Back up. So at work, I have been working with another individual and we've been tag teaming on a project. And this project is to clean up our Active Directory environment. So Active Directory, for those of you unaware, in an enterprise environment, that's essentially the mechanism, the utility, the tool that's used to allow for logins. You know, when you log into a computer, you know, normally when you log into a computer, you go, oh, I have to enter my username and password, right? Well, Active Directory is this centralized, distributed in way of serving passwords to all these computers, essentially. Identity access management. Think of it that way. You know, you can log in, Aaron, to, you know, whatever computers you're allowed to at company A, log in with your company username and password and be able to log in. You know, how is that done? That's done through Active Directory. Talks back to a computer in the back end and says, is this really Aaron? Oh, it really is. Okay, let him in. You know, that sort of thing. So what we were doing is we're cleaning up stale computers, old computers that haven't talked to the network in a long time. That was our goal, right? And me and him going back and forth, we written a bunch of test cases. We ran through the test scenarios. We're like, okay, we're all good. And then we get to production. We're like, that's a lot of computers to clean up. We don't want to do these all automatically and have them all fail on us and then cause a big issue. Red flag one. Okay. Because then we said, let's do it manually. Okay. So for those who don't know me, my big thing with work, what I do with my job is I automate. And I hate doing things manually. And I should have taken this as red flag one. Like, hello. Like, there should have been a siren going off in the back of my head going, manual, manual, manual. Bad things happen. La. And it didn't. And I agreed to it because of the fact that we had, when I say thousands, I'm talking thousands of objects that would have been targeted by the script. And we're like, well, let's temper it down to like half the number, you know, half that number, and we'll do it manually. Manual, manual, manual. Not warning, good. Warning, warning. And so come Friday, you know, we're doing the final plans and everything. And I was tired from the week. Just, you know, you get to the end of the work week, your brain is fried. You need a little relaxation over the weekend. And it was Friday. It was the afternoon. He's like, hey, what file do I run through it? And me being the one who wrote the script said the wrong file name.
Oh, no.
And I gave him the wrong file name. So the wrong file name I gave him, we have two Active Directory environments. We have our on-prem Active Directory, you know, which is, you know, you log into the computer, whatever. Then we have the Azure Active Directory, you know, like Office 365 stuff. It's in the cloud, you know, so it allows you to get like to your email online and all that sort of stuff. And I gave him the Azure list. By accident. Now, why this is bad. Take my computer, for example, right? I take my computer and I register to sign up with email, okay? Well, let's say I, for whatever reason, I'm having an issue with Outlook. So I disconnect the Outlook and then reconnect it and reestablish a new connection, you know, a new profile. That's going to register as a new computer object in Azure AD with the same name.
Huh.
But here's the deal now. Now I have two computer objects in Azure AD. One doesn't have an updated last login for many months now, while my other one does. Well, what happens? When we're cleaning up Azure AD, we can target specific items in the thing. Even though they have the same name, we could target ones with specific IDs.
Yeah.
But when we're cleaning up a local AD, and since I gave them the wrong file, it targets, there's only one computer item to target. So even though that computer is really active still, it was said, oh, no, it's not active, and deleted it. So we're getting ready for Bible study, and I get a message from my coworker, and he's like, hey, we may have a potential issue. I'm like, okay. And in my mind, I hadn't even thought of that yet. Like, okay.
Yeah.
And then it's like, huh, that's interesting. Okay. You know, I'm just keeping the back of my head, and, you know, we get through Bible study, and then I get home, and I'm like, oh, this is turning in bad. I'm like, because he's like, this is now a P2. So in our world, if it's a P3, P2, or P1, that means it's a problem. It's something that has a lot of attention on leaders from leadership and all that. And we're going through it, and they're like, well, because of the potential impact this could have Monday, it's a P2, which means a lot of people from a lot of departments are on the phone. And that's costing the company a lot of money.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people, high-paid engineers, on the line. And at the time, I didn't know it because I gave the wrong file name.
Okay.
Yep. So And we're talking, like, you're talking maybe, you know, a few thousand for their straps. We're talking people had been on this call from, like, noon on Sunday till, like, 9, 10 p.m. Sunday at the rate of, you know, whatever an engineer is paid, which is quite a bit.
Yeah.
And we're talking multiple engineers and multiple managers and multiple leaders on this call at the same time. So, very expensive call.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
So, you know, we work through everything, and we learned some things, that some faults in our backup and restore system as well. You know, that's not from our team, but, you know, from our team. Yay, we exposed the flaw there. Yay for but, learning. Yeah. But boo, I caused that flaw to be exposed. So that happened, and then Monday I started doing root analysis. I was like, okay, I need to find out why this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the manual going off in the back of my head, and I'm going through it. I'm like, the code's fine. The code works. The code's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. And then I'm like, the code's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. That can only mean one thing: I screwed up somewhere. Mm-hmm. I gave wrong input.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, because if the code's doing exactly what it's supposed to do and wrong input is given to it.
Yeah.
That it's like that. I think it's Sherlock Holmes, you know, in the Sherlock Holmes books, you know, whatever, you know, after you've eliminated all, you know, all the possibilities, whatever is left, however improbable, is the answer. I'm paraphrasing it in a way, you know, so even if it seems impossible that it happened, that I gave a wrong file name, I've eliminated all other possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down to is like, I gave the wrong file name. And then I went back and reviewed the instructions, our chat that we went over. And I'm like,
yep,
I gave the wrong file name. And I was like, and I'm sure you had this feeling too with your straps, that instant like gut reaction, that gut feeling, just like, oh no,
yep,
I'm fired. You know,
well, thankfully, I didn't, well, I guess it fired, maybe not, but potentially.
Yeah.
Maybe. I felt.
And I immediately had that gut feeling like, I haven't even been here a year. And I caused a very expensive P2. Because not only do we have that P2, mm-hmm, but we then have to have follow-up root cause analysis meetings.
Mm.
With all those same people that were on the P2 call.
Oh.
So those are very expensive as well.
Jeez.
So my immediate reaction, just that gut sinking feeling, like just that gut drop. It is just like, I'm fired. You know, I'm like, and I meet in my coworker, you know, who he's the one who actually implemented the change and I had given the incorrect information to by accident.
He got fired, didn't he?
No, he didn't. No.
That's good.
I contacted him and I was like, I figured out what's happened. I'm like, this sucks. And I sent an email because it was early enough in the morning where I wasn't sure if my manager was online and all that yet. So I was like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. So I found the root cause of all the issues.
Yeah.
Those root causes happened to be me. And I go, here's what happened. And I laid it out. I was like, I gave the wrong file name to my coworker. He ran the code. The code worked as intended, but because I gave him the wrong information, this is what caused the P2 outage this past weekend. And I did that for a couple reasons. One, it was my fault. I my coworker's like, oh, I should have done a sanity check. I should have done this. I should have. And I'm like, you're using that word should.
Yeah.
The word should implies a lot of weight and implies a lot of guilt on it.
It does.
And it, because it's saying, oh, I was responsible. I was like, no, here's the deal. I was like, when it came down to it, I was the one who wrote the code. I was the one who knew the process inside and out and designed the process. And I was the one who gave you the wrong information by accident.
Right.
You know, I can give you every excuse under the book. I was tired. It was the end of the work week. My mind was distracted. I was context switching all the time. I was doing this. I was doing that. I was doing this, doing that. I could give you every excuse under the book, but at the end of the day, I didn't take the time to focus myself, stop, and dedicate the appropriate resources and mental energy towards this to make sure I was giving you the right file name.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we still failed with the verification process, and now we now learned, like, hey, I give you this information. Don't just take it at face value. Actually go back and go, I need to scrutinize this. So it was like, yes, we still need to learn that. And we learned from that. But in the end, I'm the one who ultimately caused this mess. And I was like, I don't want any of this to fall on you because, yes, you were the peer review. I get it. But ultimately, I kind of screwed up. I caused a screw up. And I was like, also, B, if I don't lose my job, which I'm not losing my job, thankfully, I also wanted it to be the fact of my manager, because she's a new manager to me as well. She's new to our team with a recent reorg. I want to be like, hey, look, if my manager and my coworkers can't trust me to say, hey, I'm supposed to be the guy that's going to church and I lie when I screw up. They can't take me at face value for stuff. If I come forward and say, hey, you know what? I screwed up. I messed up on this. I messed up on this job. I messed up and I caused this incident. When going forward, when something happens, and then they go, did you cause this? And I go, no, it wasn't me. And they can go, okay, it wasn't him. Okay. Yep. Move on, you know, trust. Instead of, was it really you?
Yes.
Is he lying to me?
Second thoughts.
You know, and it's just taking, like you were saying, taking ownership of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because, there's certain levels, you know, across the board, you know, it's like, oh, this person is responsible for this, this person is responsible for this, this person is responsible for this. I get that. But at the same time, ultimately, you know, when you go up to management goes, oh, what was responsible for it? There has to be a root cause, a single cause. Yeah. You can't go, oh, it was a multifaceted failure across the entire board. And no, it's this is what caused it.
Yeah.
Okay. And that actually came up in a meeting this week. We were in a go, no go, because actually this morning, the morning of this recording, we actually re-implemented part of the code.
Oh, nice.
No issues so far. Everything's has gone as planned. And we had a no-go meeting, and one of the people are like, so we ever find the root cause? And me and my coworker kind of just looked at each other on the Zoom call, and I was like, all right. And I just spoke up. I was like, I gave the wrong file name, and that was what caused it. And there's just silence on the call, and I'm like, and I'm fired.
This is the end.
You know, you get that other, and I'm fired feeling, but, yeah. You know, I wasn't. It's just one of those things. It's like, okay, now we're carrying on. You know, and,
I can do it.
Yeah, so touching on some of those things that you were saying, you know, trust with the people you work with, that's very important, especially because I haven't even been at this company a year yet. I know some of them from a previous job, so I have some extended I almost said life expectancy, but I have some extended like credit with them. You know, they know me from previous jobs, so they're like, oh, okay, I know what he can do, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But for the majority of the people, I am brand new with them, and they don't understand yet everything. So it's like I got to make sure I have that trust with them. And taking ownership, you know, kind of not throwing yourself under the bus per se, you know, but like, hey, I admitting this the screw up.
Yeah.
It goes a long way, I found, with people, because it's like, hey, you know, you admitted your mistake and you owned up to it and you continued on. So at my work, we have this thing called a kudos system. Essentially, it's like, hey, we want to give you recognition type deal.
Kudos to you.
We actually got kudos for owning up to the issue that we caused, and up to our manager. And I was like, I'm not doing this for kudos. I'm doing this because,
hey, yeah.
It's my integrity. It's my also how I present myself to the rest of my team, as far as, because they know I go to church. They know I work with the youth group. I don't think I've told any of them I'm on the deacon board yet, because that hasn't really come up.
Yeah.
But they know all this. And so it's integral to who I am personally and spiritually, and my witness to them. You know,
I was about to say.
It's all tied together.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you know, if you would have lied and said, oh no, it really says blue on there instead of red.
No, yeah, the paper you gave me said to do it in blue, not red.
You know, first off, they could go, they can look at you and be like, well, first off, you're lying.
Right, yeah. No, no.
That or are you dumb?
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. I don't read well. Which, oh no.
That sounded too believable, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
So you have that. You also have the concept, you know, going forward, when things happen, that people will know, hey, he's not afraid to admit when he screwed up. So it shows that humility. It's because you always have those, I don't know if you have or not, but I have had in the past at jobs, those leaders that, and when I say leaders, I'm talking like managers and above type deep people. Yeah. Those leaders who have literally no humility, like, If they did a screw up or they manage a product that where something went wrong, they never take any responsibility for anything, and instead they'll be like, "Oh no, it was Johnson over here," and throws. And when I say Johnson, not like Aaron Johnson, but like General Johnson, Joe Johnson.
Joe John. Hey, that's my nickname, Jimmy Joe Johnson.
Well, they, you know, but when that happens, and they just throw Joe Johnson under the bus,
Joe John.
You know. I didn't throw my coworker under the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I could have easily said, oh, he ran the wrong file, da, 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 and just let it slide. And I could have easily done that, but I didn't because that's not what happened.
Yeah.
I told him to run the wrong file by accident.
Right. You gave him that file.
So lessons learned from me that I learned from this. First off, context switching sucks.
Mm.
You know, and that might not be such a big issue where you work, context switching, because you're probably working on one job like all day, right? Type of deal.
Depends.
Yeah. You know, or you might be working a job and waiting for like something to cool down or stuff like that before moving on to, you know, the next step.
Right.
Me, I'm going from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting, and all of them are on different subjects.
Yeah, it sucks.
And so I'm like thinking over here, I'm like, okay, how can I do SQL database over here? Cool. Over here, how can I do automation of VMware? Cool. Over here, how can I do automation of AD? Cool. Over here, how can I do Microsoft Graph API calls? And then I'm doing all this, and then it's like, okay, now I got to stop what I'm doing and reorg my brain almost to be like, think in this context, think in this context, think in this context, think in this context. And I think remote work has actually caused that to be worse.
Oh, really?
Yes, because one of the things I've noticed, and this happened at my last job too before I left. You know, before you would have meetings maybe, you know, a couple times a week. You know, a couple meetings, you know, like, hey, we have to have a meeting about Project X, meeting about Project Y. We have to have a meeting about Project, you know, whatever. You know, a couple times a week maybe. Now I have days at work from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. booked solid meetings. Like, I'll have two or three days a week like that sometimes. And I'll go, how am I supposed to do any work? I am in meetings all day long. And I noticed that was happening even at my previous job after COVID happened and everyone was working from home. Because everyone's like, oh, they're free on their calendar. They're not traveling from meeting room to meeting room. I'm going to book a meeting for them. And I'm like, hello, hold on. So one of the things I started doing, and if you're remote working, if you have the luxury of remote working, what I would recommend and what I have started doing, and this has helped reduce that context switching over the past 2 weeks, I put blocks on my calendar and say, blocked.
Oh.
And that way when people try to schedule meetings with me, they're like, oh, it's blocked. Okay, I can't schedule a meeting at that time.
Not happening.
Because guess what I do? For that like 3 hours straight, I work on one thing.
Oh my gosh.
I don't go, let's talk about this over here. Let's talk about subject B, C, D, E. And then let me somehow, in the middle of this, answer a question about subject A while at the same time responding to a video call about subject G.
Because
that happens all the time in my job. It's like I'm on a video call and someone will ping me about something else, you know, message me like, hey, do you know blah, blah. And so while I'm talking about one subject, I have to respond in text to another subject. And it's like, okay, this does not work. Because then all of a sudden, this has happened to me. I'll be talking about something. Let's say Azure AD. I'll be talking about Azure AD. Someone will message me something about local AD. And then I'll start talking about local AD instead of Azure AD.
Oh, no.
Because my brain is trying to switch and answer the question at the bottom. So I'm like, I got to stop doing that. So the context switching that I'm like, okay, if I'm in a meeting and you send me a message about a completely unrelated topic, you're going to get a response when I'm done with all my meetings, which depending on the day may not be till like 4 p.m.
Yeah. It'll be a minute.
Yeah. It's going to be minutes.
Yeah. A long minute.
So, you know, lesson learned for me, reduce that context switching, because context switching is killer.
Mm.
Other things I've learned, you know, and this is, you know, from me, you know, keep taking ownership of issues, but also take ownership of wins, because people like to hear about wins as well as, and it's weird in my brain, it is easier for me to take ownership and talk to management about my screw ups than about my successes.
Mm.
It's like, it's easier for me to go to management and say, hey, I screwed this up. I gave them the wrong file name. It's easier for me to do that than it is for me to go to management and be like, hey, look, I just implemented this thing and saved you like $50,000 a year.
You're welcome.
Why is it harder? Because my brain just doesn't think that way. My brain goes, oh, you're bragging. Stop it. Don't do it.
Oh my gosh. This doesn't even have to, I hope I didn't screw that up. Doesn't even have to do with work. But like, even when when it comes to like doing drums or just music, playing guitar or drums for something, like I've had people coming up to me afterwards like, dude, that was like super good. I'm just like, no. Because one is just like, I mean, this could be different from, a little bit different, but it's like, I don't like I guess boost an ego kind of thing. But it's also, it's like, I don't know. My thing is like, there's just so many other drummers that are far better than me.
Well, they just haven't been exposed to those other drummers, so. You're the best I've ever heard.
I have to tell them about, oh, well, go look at this
guy. Yeah, but at the same time, you got to realize just because they're telling you you're good doesn't mean you're not good. Just because they don't know about those other drummers. You're still a good drummer, sir.
I'm a decent drummer. Yeah, I'm a decent drummer.
No, you're a good drummer. Stop it now.
Probably, I guess, like, so, like, yeah, because it's like, I don't want to be like, make it seem like, oh, yeah, I know I'm good, or like, I know I did a great job on this. Like, look at me. I hate the, like, that, like, spotlight kind of thing to a point.
No, I get it. But at the same time, that's what I said.
It is good to, like, take ownership of when you do something well, though. Don't be afraid to, like, be like, no, yeah, I did do that well.
Yeah,
that
and cool. Don't be like Mr. Braggy, like, walking down the hall. We'd be like, guess you just like, saved the company $50,000.
It was me.
Yeah, no. No, don't do that. Don't walk up to somebody like, who has two thumbs and save people the company $50,000?
Me. I did.
No, don't do that. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, don't be afraid. Like, you know, I have one-on-ones with my manager. I'm like, okay, I will now, one of the things I'm trying to do now is like highlight, okay, these are both my wins, my successes, and the things I've messed up, you know, obviously not as big as a P2, a priority two incident since then. But, you know, it's like, okay. And another thing, you know, after that screw up, like that week after the screw up, have you ever heard the phrase, you know, once bitten, twice shy?
Yes. It was funny because I didn't think it had to do with, like making that mistake for me, but like throughout that week though, I noticed one of my coworkers, she came up to me, she's like, hey Aaron, she's like, you've been really quiet all of a sudden. I'm just like, huh? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I had headphones on, but also, I mean, yeah, just as this week has gone, well, granted we don't have headphones on now, but like, I mean, yeah, I have become more interactive with people this week compared to last week.
Right. So, you know, in my case, you know, the once bitten, twice shy, like every piece of code that I ran, like I was super like I was going over with a fine tooth comb before.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I even got a message from my manager. She's like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Yes, I'm fine." I was like, "I'm just concentrating on trying to find root cause, fix root cause, work on our you know." And as a result, they're like, "Okay, we'd also like to see some of these other steps being taken to try to mitigate this in the future." I was like, "Okay, you know, that's good." And so I was integrating those code steps in. Also, at the same time, was also trying to study for a learning challenge that I actually got to be a part of at my work for once instead of writing. It's very rare that I get to participate and not write them.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. So I was like, sweet. I get to be in the challenge for once.
Nice.
Our team won. So
there you go.
But, you know, it was one of those things like, I just got a lot going on. But at the same time, I also was like, if I didn't have to be at a meeting, I was like, I'm not going to it. I'm just like heads down. I was still trying to get over the internal embarrassment of the thing. And the thing that I've also learned is, you know, I may be internally embarrassed about it and just annoyed at myself about it, but the company as a whole, they were moving on. They're like, they're like, okay, we recovered and we're going on.
Yeah.
But me, it took me a little bit of time, I guess you could say, to, you know, to get my mojo back, you know, just kind of be like, all right,
here we go. I can be normal again.
Like, all right, I got this. But one of the things I wanted to say also is, in both of these cases, thankfully in both of these cases, both, you know, my screw up and your screw up, it was a healthy company response.
Yes.
It wasn't a punitive response. It was, you know, hey, mistakes happen. Now we move forward. You know, in my case, you know, obviously, you know, I'm internalizing it worse than it actually, you know, was company-wise thinking of it. You know, leadership still wanted answers and everything. But in our review meeting, they're like, okay, so we have these tickets here. And we're like, okay. And they're like, these are lessons learned tickets. And we're like, lessons learned tickets. Huh. And they're like, we understand things happen. We just want to capture and learn as much as we can from what happened and get these filled out. And it's like, oh, okay. Instead of pulling you in front of the firing squad and pulling you in front of leadership and saying, you're done, you're fired, go away. It's, hey, look, lesson, it happened.
Yeah. How do we go forward?
You know, how do we go forward? You know, my manager even called a meeting early on the week between me and my coworker, and she's like, look, and my manager likes to swear, but I'm not going to swear here. But she's like, I bleep, bleep, bleep a lot of stuff before. So she's like, she's like, I have done this before. I've done this many times. So this isn't anything new. She's like, it happens. We're going to deal with it and move on. Yeah. And we're like, okay. and that was that first indication to me that my job was safe. But, you know, still it was a more healthy response of, hey, you're a talent here. You're an asset. We're going to correct the issue. Now, obviously, if I did this every week, that's a whole different thing. And then, that's grounds for firing. I'd assume. As they say in my industry, it's a resume generating event. But for the most part, it's like, okay, what did you learn? How can we learn as a company how to prevent this in the future? And how can we move forward?
Mm.
That's a healthy response to that happening. In a way, that's also a healthy response to what we do as people, as humanity, as Christians, when we screw up as well. How did this happen? What do we do to move forward? We don't, you know, Aaron does something or I do something, right? You know, that's wrong. You know, and we're not talking like murder wrong. We're not talking, okay. We're not talking like, you know, that one shooter recently that went through and shot up all those Asian parlors down in Georgia. We're not talking about that level. We're talking about Aaron, you know, I don't know, was caught looking at porn again or something. Still, again, on the relative scale, minor. On the relative scale.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you're not actively killing someone.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Or, you know, same thing with me, you know, I'm caught looking at porn or whatever. It's how do you respond to a person? You know, we have kind of that thing in the Bible, the model of how you're supposed to do that. You know, first you're supposed to go and confront the person individually, and then a group of people, and then, you know, confront them with like the church leadership and that. But at the same time, you know, you're doing that, but you're not doing it of like condemnation, like, Aaron, you are an evil person. You're
disgusting.
It's how do you bring them back? How do
you live with yourself?
How do you bring them back to walk in the light, so to speak? How do you bring them back to that moment of grace? How do you bring them back to fellowship with God and with the rest of the body?
Mm-hmm.
And doing it with the whole, you are going to stop watching porn, otherwise we're going to jab this knife in your leg. That doesn't work. Okay? Intimidation and destruction do not work. However, that, okay, this happened. We still love you. What can we do to help you move forward with this and not do this again? That works a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
Than, like they say, you know, use the carrot, not the whip.
Oh, I haven't heard that before.
So the whip is like the punitive knife.
Oh, yeah.
The carrot is like here. Well, the carrot might also be like, you go 30 days, we'll give you a gift card. But it's also like the like, hey, how do we help you? You know, sort of deal.
Much friendlier greeting.
Yeah, very much so. But yeah, that, you know, those are just some of the thoughts I've had with the wonderfulness of this wonderful last couple weeks.
Oh, man.
Of all the fun that's been just going on and percolating that. But it all, like I said, it also shows that whole company culture, you know.
Right.
Where, because you hear those companies where you make a mess, a screw up, you mess up something, and you're immediately on the firing block and you're gone. And those companies are very unhealthy. That's a very toxic culture, a very toxic working environment, one which, honestly, I would not be able to stand and work in. But then on the flip side, you also have companies that, and I can say this from experience because I worked at one of these companies, where you can make mess up after 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 mess up and never be reprimanded.
Mm.
And then it just leads to general laziness as well as general disregard for following the standard and the rules, which then causes a bad experience all around. So there's that healthy balance in the middle. And it's amazing when we come back to everything, balance seems to be that key. Even it says in the Bible, all things in moderation.
Right.
Balance, moderation, you know, it's now obviously not moderation. I when they were saying moderation in all things, they weren't saying moderation in murder. They weren't saying moderation in, you know, illegal activities. They weren't saying that.
If you just only murder so much,
you know,
you'll be good.
They weren't saying moderation in sin. They were just saying moderation in all things that, you know, aren't explicitly sinful.
Right.
But that's a whole other conversation there.
Yeah, it could be a whole other conversation. Because granted, I'm going to Colorado in June.
Yeah
weed seems to have a very bad rap.
It seems to have a bad rap, huh?
Yeah, it does.
So are
rather
you
rather sinful
so are you view. Are you saying here you're going to Colorado to go to get some brownies?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I was just wondering because I was like, what's going on here?
I just remember we had that talk about alcohol and marijuana's and all that kind of fun stuff. But
yeah
man.
All right, any other comments, concerns?
Well,
random tidbits
to add to my story of randomness. There's no surprise to this, but I was kind of embarrassed that it just added on to the embarrassment, sort of, because I don't know, it just did. But one of my first thoughts was, I feel like I was SpongeBob SquarePants when he supposedly forgot to put the pickle on the Krabby Patty. And then he thought he messed up, and he's like, I can't do anything right now. Like, he totally forgot how to make a Krabby Patty. That's how I felt for a little bit at work. I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know how to do any of this.
That's that once bitten, twice shy thing.
Yeah, except SpongeBob actually did it right, but I actually did mess up. So then I was like, brick, like, I'm extra not knowing what I'm doing. But look at me now. I'm right back at it again. Just killing it. Killing it. I did another logo job that was more than twice the amount of this order, and none were bad.
Mm. And then tomorrow on Monday, you're going to walk in there like, you did read this, right? It was supposed to be yellow on red, not red on yellow.
No! I'm going to be so frustrated. Yeah.